brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to talk about the gut and the brain, the gut-brain connection. Some people call it the gut-brain. And what's really interesting is that people don't think, they used to get so worried about, with depression or ADD and things like that, there's something wrong only in the brain. There's nothing connected to the stomach at all and all that. And it's been shown that over 80%, some people even say 90% of serotonin, which is your happy hormone, actually comes from the gut. So that gut-brain connection is truly, truly amazing. And something that we need to be aware of, because you have some ignorant people on YouTube that talk about how, leaky gut, this is just something that's made up by anti-vaxxers or holistic health people, because, you know, there's no such thing as leaky gut. That is ridiculous. Yes, it's a leaky gut. It's not a physical, like, leaky outside your body kind of thing, but it's microscopic holes that form inside the gut, and so that allows larger proteins and molecules to get directly from the gut into the bloodstream, such as gluten, which is a really big particle, and that causes an autoimmune response a lot of the time, or an allergic response at least, and that can cause a lot of issues and a lot of inflammation. So yes, leaky gut is a real thing, and Dr. Bredesen likes to refer to it kind of like the gut is a fishbowl, and pretend like you have a fishbowl that's got holes in it. Okay, well, you want to fix the bowl first, and you do that through drinking the good vegetable juices, the green drinks that gives you the good soluble fibers that help increase circulation and help to unclog some of the arteries and capillaries and whatnot. So the good green drinks help to heal the gut, or the fishbowl, and then you want to put the fish in, which are the probiotics. Now, the probiotics, that's the stuff you get from the fermented foods, or you can do a supplement, but you can get that from sauerkraut, kimchi, what else? Kombucha, stuff like that. It's really, really good, the good fermented foods. And then on top of that, you want to do the prebiotics. And that was the first time I'd ever heard anything about prebiotics. So you've got bowl, which is your gut. You've got the fish, which is the probiotics. And then you've got the fish food, which are the prebiotics. And that includes things like garlic, onions, things like that, that actually help to make the probiotics extra healthy. And so that helps to make sure that your gut genome, or microbiome, I should say, rather, is nice and healthy, and can digest foods the way it's supposed to. So it's not complicated. It's pretty darn easy, actually. And it's important to know that if you have a leaky gut, you can do the Cyrex Array 2 test. You can just Google that, and it'll tell you how to get that, to take that test to see if you actually do have a leaky gut. And I believe the Array 4 or 5 will tell you if you have a gluten allergy. So there's all kinds of tests out there to show you if you've got it, but basically you know you have it if you eat a particular thing and your stomach just gets super bloated, or you get really really loose stools or you get super constipated, any kind of digestive distress, that's because you have an incorrect response to a certain nutrient or molecule that you have consumed. Also wanted to say that the podcast now, that's going to be one of the only things that I'm doing. I'm kind of taking a break from internet marketing and online websites and all that stuff. I do have the Brain Builders podcast still. Obviously the podcast, but we're also going to be doing another Brain Builders masterclass. It starts on November 16th. Just going to go back to basics on that one and figure out a way to just hold that in the Facebook group like I did it before. And so you don't have to worry about the wait list and all that stuff. You will be notified, and then I'm going to give you a link to the Facebook group. And then, you know, once you pay your $37, you get into the group, and you'll be a part of the next masterclass. And it's going to be a lot better. I'm talking to a gentleman today that is a certified Recode practitioner, functional medicine, and he is going to make an appearance and answer questions, and it's just really exciting. So I'm just happy to be a part of the group. I know this is a little shorter podcast today, but I'm just happy to be a part of it, happy to share the information, and we'll get more specific into Dave Asprey's book, Headstrong, next time. Hope you guys have a great day.